Chapter 21, Visitors. The next day in the morning, I saw the ship. The ship stopped far from the beach. The ship looked empty. I didn't understand it. I expected the people who fired the gun yesterday. I really wanted to communicate to somebody. I missed communication with real people very much. I took my canoe and I decided to go to the ship. I wanted to see if somebody survived. The ship looked Spanish, and it was completely destroyed. When I got closer, I saw a dog. He was very happy to see me. I gave him bread and I gave him water. He was hungry and extremely thirsty. I found nobody on the ship. What happened to the men from the ship? I thought. It was very strange. I didn't have an answer to this question. It was a mystery. There were many boxes with different things on the ship. Some boxes were small, some boxes were big. Many big boxes were full of bottles with alcohol. But these boxes were too heavy. I couldn't take the boxes on the canoe. I found guns and gunpowder. I took them to the canoe. I also found some other useful things. I returned to the island in the evening with several small boxes on my canoe. I had some new shirts and also gold, silver and a lot of gunpowder. The gunpowder was important for me. On the island, gunpowder was more useful than money or gold. There was something else which I needed very much. I needed shoes. I found two pairs of shoes on board the ship. I took the shoes with me. I put all my new things in the cave. I made five trips to the ship. I took everything useful for me. Then I hid the canoe. Everything went back to normal. Time went quickly. I often thought about the men from the ship and the cannibals on the beach. It was one night in March when I dreamed that two canoes with cannibals landed on the beach. One of their prisoners ran away. He came to my house. I saved him. Then he became my friend. He helped me go through the dangerous waters around the island. I woke up, but the dream stayed in my mind. I realized that with someone's help, it could be possible to escape from the island. Maybe I could save one of the prisoners of the cannibals. I decided to watch the beach more. I went every day around the beach for the next 2 years. I hoped to see the canoes. My wish became reality one afternoon. I saw five canoes with more than 30 men on the beach. I couldn't attack so many men. I had to wait. I watched the visitors with my telescope. The visitors made a fire and they started to dance around it. I also saw two other men. They were tied. They were prisoners. The two tied men were taken to the fire after a while. One was beaten and killed. The cannibals painted their bodies with his blood. It was like a theater. But this wasn't a theater. It was real. It was horrible. But I couldn't do anything. There were too many cannibals. The second man waited on the side. When the cannibals didn't look, the second man jumped up and he started to run away. He was running in my direction. I ran to the beach and I hid behind a tree. I saw that he was followed only by two cannibals. This was the right moment to save the prisoner. The man ran as fast as possible, but the cannibals were closer and closer to him. Their speed was faster than his.